Singing has always been a passion of mine. I don't practice as much as I should. When I was a kid, though, I was given some singing lessons. I had aspirations when I was a kid, and I really wanted to start out with a singing career, but I didn't like the spotlight that being a blind singer gave me in my town. A lot of people began to compare me to Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles, and I've always been a huge advocate for individuality. Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles were two wonderful people, and they produced their own individual music. When I began to notice that people were telling me to sing a lot, oh, sing this, sing that, and sometimes I was completely unprepared and didn't really like being put on the spot, I decided that a singing career, while I love singing, and while I probably wouldn't mind going into a recording studio, it just wasn't for me. I wanted to reach out and give back to the community and be a teacher for special needs children, especially working with blind children. My emphasis is on Braille literacy since it is declining in the States, and I feel it's an important essential skill. So as I'm going to college and trying to work towards that dream, I do experience moments of nostalgia, and recently I came across a voice from the past. My singing teacher, her name is Luann Hunt. She worked with me when I was about, 11 to 14. She worked with me for a few years, and I went to some of her Christmas recitals and her, I did some performances with her, and gosh, it's been so long. She now has songs on iTunes and Amazon and Spotify. I recently signed up for a Spotify subscription, and I thought, well, I'd go and check her out. And I found her, and I began to listen to her. And all these memories just came flooding back. Just the amazing memories, the wonderful music that we played and the songs that we sang. And gosh, I mean, this is when I was a little girl and singing was a huge, huge part of my life. While I was browsing through her stuff, I found her on Twitter. I found her on YouTube. Again, her name is Luann Hunt, Luann Hunt. Found her on YouTube doing an a cappella version of Let There Be Peace on Earth. And that is actually one of my favorite songs that people play around Christmas time. And I also found out by reading online that she was recording this a cappella version this year when the Paris attacks were occurring. And I listened to it several times, and there were tears coming down my eyes, and I really just was so moved by her performance. You can go and watch it on YouTube. It's very harmonious and beautiful. And while I can't do a recording quite as good as she can, I felt inspired to sing one of my favorite songs, Let There Be Peace on Earth. Partly because I'm trying to think back on all those times, all the teaching that we did, all the hard work we did. But it also kind of just reminded me that whether it's one voice singing alone or a chorus of voices, we should do our best to strive to bring peace to earth. My voice is just one voice alone. Her voice is very harmonious. She's got other people singing with her. Very, very pretty. But I really think this is, especially with all the violence that's happened in the world, I really think that we should take this time to remember each one of us is here for a purpose, and that we fulfill that purpose peacefully and impact lives. I hope this moves you in the way that This song has always moved me. So without further ado, here I am singing Let There Be Peace on Earth. Enjoy.
Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. And